Jasper Tan, chairman of the Legislative Council in Hong Kong, says tightened security arrangements for the complex are in place to prevent clashes.
警方的最新的风险评估呢，是显示很可能。
The latest risk assessment by the police indicates that there is a likelihood of the Legislative Council complex being stormed by radical groups in the next couple of days. At the same time, it has been brought to the attention of our secretariat that there will be large numbers of people coming from opposing political camps gathering in the precincts of the complex.
Earlier this week, Hong Kong police uncovered an alleged bomb plot and arrested 10 people ahead of this week's Legislative Council vote on a universal suffrage package. Following the arrest, Chief Executive CY Liang stresses that no illegal activities will be tolerated.
But I shall reiterate a position which I take, which everyone in Hong Kong should take too, and this is we don't tolerate any kind or any form of illegal activities, whether it's violent or non-violent, and we definitely should not legitimize illegal activities.
Lawmakers will begin a debate and vote starting from Wednesday on the government's electoral reform in 2017. Some lawmakers have repeatedly said they will veto it because they believe the reform package doesn't offer what they call genuine democracy. However, a recent public opinion poll shows that nearly 60% of respondents want the government's reform package to be passed. It requires 2/3 of the votes at the Legislative Council. The convener of the Silent Majority of Hong Kong, Robert Chow, hopes lawmakers will follow the mainstream public opinion not to veto the plan.
超过五成是主流咯，任何地方。
It's universal and obvious that over 50% represent the mainstream opinion in any democratic system. If it's not majority, what's it?
The Hong Kong government have spent the past 2 years trying to garner enough support from the public and lawmakers to realize universal suffrage in the next chief executive election in 2017, which means 5 million eligible voters in Hong Kong will be able to choose their leader through one person, one vote from among the hopefuls nominated by a nominating committee. For CRI, this is Li Jing in Hong Kong.